Right, today on the line, we are joined by Alita van der Walt. Alita is the editor of Farmers Weekly. First time we have the privilege of having Alita on the show. Welcome and lovely to have you join us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Alita, what has the team at Farmers Weekly been up to over this last week?
Well, last week we visited the PMI Fresh Connections Conference in Cape Town. And that was very interesting because the Director of Marketing at the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Mukhale Mamabolo, made some very interesting remarks saying that he thinks that in about 10 years, only 5 or 6 of the 23 national fresh produce markets will still be with us. Mainly because governments can't afford the upkeep of the infrastructure.
It's quite a scary thing to hear.
That is, especially for the small-scale and emerging sector, because they rely on the municipal markets as an outlet, and they don't have the economic ability to transport their produce over long distances. They have a bucket load full of the time that they take to the market, so it doesn't make sense for them to travel to those municipal markets that would still be with us in 10 years' time.
Do you think government is taking note and hopefully going to be trying to address it before it becomes a problem?
Yes, they have. They've initiated Project Rebirth about 4 years ago. They've made some inroads. For instance, the Springs Fresh Produce Market, they've invested 30 million rand there to upgrade these facilities. And I think the Pietermaritzburg Fresh Produce Market also got a boost of about 15 million. But there's a lot still that needs to be done.
Okay, so something we'll definitely have to keep an eye on in future. Anything else at Fresh Connections that really caught the attention?
The news is still coming in. What we do know that's also connected to the fresh produce market is that the macadamia industry is a bit concerned about the quality of the macadamia nuts being sold in South Africa. They're saying there's inferior nuts on the market and it is damaging the reputation of the industry. And this could, of course, see a drop in macadamia sales if consumers lose trust in the product. So what they're saying is that the macadamias that aren't being exported, quality isn't good enough for exports. They usually make it into oil or animal feed, but some unscrupulous producers are now selling the nuts into the supply chain because this is, of course, more profitable. And then there is the issue of theft taking place, and some are even saying that they think organized syndicates are behind this.
Organized syndicates in the macadamia industry.
Mafia issues.
The macadamia mafia.
So they're launching a campaign to educate retailers with the hope that the retailers would recognize inferior macadamias and don't accept them.
Moving along then, what else have you guys been looking
at? What else is happening is this Friday, the National Beef Recording and Improvement Scheme of the Agricultural Research Council, they are presenting the National Beef Performance Awards. And these are, of course, some of the most coveted accolades in the beef breeding industry. Of course, the breed winners have already been announced. And Farmers Weekly is very proud to be involved there, of course. So like every year, we bring out a special supplement where we feature all the winners with photos and all the stats there. What we also covered is we got some in-depth interviews. The AgriSA regional provincial conferences took place a few weeks ago. So we followed that up. We interviewed the outgoing president of AgriSA Eastern Cape, Ernest Pingle, and also those Free State farmers who missed out on their conference. We have Dan Crick's president address that they can look forward to. They're, of course, again talking about land reform and transformation and all the challenges that they are facing there.
I was actually also present there at that conference. Some very contentious issues raised over there. Also some very interesting things that came out there.
You can hear the concern that farmers are concerned about all these issues, but on the upside, they are proactively working towards finding solutions, and they have some ideas, and they're reaching out to government, so hope government and commercial farmers can work even better together in future.
And as you say, it is really, really reassuring to hear the positivity, because, I mean, there's lots of challenges, from the drought to the political uncertainty, all of those kinds of things, and yet, despite that, these guys are still getting out there, still saying our aim in life is to produce food. That's what we want to do. And we are going to do everything in our power. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be here. There is a future in agriculture in South Africa. So yeah, very, very interesting times we're living in.
Yes, definitely.
Get the latest copy of Farmers Weekly for really in-depth, interesting articles. All the latest market reports are going to be there. The Farmer's Diary, the whole full package, as usual, available on shelves from Friday.